In this case, the UN is trying to raise awareness together with Greenpeace, also in this report from the Canadian television, to raise
What?
awareness of the situation regarding the nuclear dumping and the
But
fishing.
that was 4.5 years ago. How come they haven't done? They've had 4.5 years since this was all exposed after the tsunami in end of 2004. Here we are in 2009. How come they're talking about raising awareness? See, to a certain extent, while this has a crime, this is almost a bit of a smokescreen right now, because this dumping went on for a long time. No one did anything. Now you've got this a crime of piracy going on, and instead of talking about who's really behind the piracy, they're trying to divert people and with a story that's 4.5 years old. Doesn't mean that it's not a serious problem for the Somalis, and this needs to be dealt with. But this is not a new story.
So basically, that's this story we're hearing now is basically the second layer. The first layer is the pirates and the trouble they're causing. The second layer is the dumping and the illegal fishing. But you say the third layer is that the U.S. doesn't want to attack these military bases in Ethiopia.
Well, they're Ethiopian bases in Somalia. The Ethiopians have major military bases in the warlord-controlled areas they call Puntland and Somaliland. Now, Ethiopia had been occupying southern and central Somalia since the end of 2006, but they've been pretty much driven out of those areas by the resistance there. And in spite of the claims that they've left Somalia, they just relocated many of their troops, many thousands of their troops, up to the northern enclaves controlled by the warlords that they've been supporting and working with in what they call Somaliland and Puntland. So they've got these major Ethiopian military bases. To a certain extent, the Ethiopians use the Somali port of Berbera for their illegal arms imports and other things. And so they're Ethiopian bases there that these Somali pirates can come take refuge in, and in exchange for sharing a portion of the loot with the Ethiopian regime. So that's what you, when you say the third layer, you know, it's there's something going on here that's not being covered, and it's a question that I hope people like yourself in the West can start to ask and demand answers to. And, you know, United States never hesitated to bomb Somalia. How come they haven't been bombing these pirates? France 24, France 24, the new television channel, last year covered how the French military were chasing these pirates, and then it just was dropped. It ended. How come they stopped pursuing these people? How come they don't go back in by helicopter at nighttime and capture them and make an example and scare the rest of these pirates?
Well, there was a big story. Do you remember how the American Captain Phillips was rescued with three bullets, mm-hmm. killing three Somali pirates? That was a big story.
Yeah, a big story. And you know, but even American shipping is being attacked now. How come the American military isn't doing something to get to the source of this pirate scourge and track them down to their lairs and destroy them? You know, it's a question no one is asking. Why aren't they asking these questions? I think it's very representative of the very servile role in the press of the so-called fourth estate in the West. You know, how they basically just take the press releases issued by the State Department or in effect the CIA, and just repeat them in the press in their publications like this is the news. And they don't do any investigation. They don't ask any of the hard questions. And these aren't even hard questions. These are simple questions, you know. It must have occurred to people, how come they aren't tracking these pirates down?
On the other hand, it's not easy because for the Western media, because there's nobody stationed in Somalia because it's too dangerous over there. So nobody can investigate.
Well, you know, for example, there are journalists that have been covering the Horn of Africa. I know three Eritrean journalists, one of whom's actually a family friend, that was kidnapped in Kenya because they were covering the Somali story. And part of this rendition program by the CIA to an Ethiopian prison where they'd been tortured for the last couple of years. And they were covering the Somali story. But what happens? They start to tell the truth. Next thing you know, they're arrested and they're spirited off to Addis Ababa and disappear into some dungeon someplace.